Never let anybody denigrate you with these stereotypical images that you've fought for years to get rid of. And now you're going to have children come back and use the term nigger, use the name bitch, call us that when we are super women. What we had to do to raise those children, 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 raise those children.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And yo, from far away, all the way down in Charlotte, North Carolina, it's your boy, E. Green. And before I even go any further, I got to tell you that cherry-infused moonshine down here, that white Henny, and that tequila got me on the next level. But I'm going to let you know, we got somebody from the West Coast. I'm really fucking up.
Yeah, you all fucked up, my nigga.
West. Midwest. Because I'm twisted right now. But Midwest. Tell them who you are, son.
Bulgari Black. Or as the digest like to say, Bulgari Black. I don't know why y'all niggas be pronouncing that shit like that, but Bulgari Black.
The archivist, my nigga.
The archivist, yeah. Thanks to my bad E. Color. I don't want y'all having people thinking I'm super nigga over here and shit, man. I'm just a regular dude and shit, man. But anyway, I'm glad y'all had me on, fellas. What's good?
What's good?
That's what's up, no doubt. So, without further ado, I'm going to get right in on the first topic on the Hip Hop Digest is, you know what? I love topics like this. You know what? Because I believe we can do this topic every week. Fuji member Praswell Michelle, or however you pronounce his last name, he's flying to the World Cup, but he's doing court. So he said, fuck his court date for child support enforcement. His girlfriend, longtime girlfriend, his three-year-old son, they taking his ass to court. They want to up his payment from $3,000 a month to $7,000 a month to cover the child's $2,500 a month private school tuition, and she wants a bigger apartment. Praswell, ghetto superstar, will probably be arrested when he comes back to the United States for saying fuck the court date.
Someone please call 911.
Damn, I ain't know the World Cup was that serious. Me skipping court date?
Nigga, the World Cup is the World Cup for a reason. They love that shit all over the world. Only in America are we behind.
No doubt. So I'm just saying, Bulgari Black.
Man, you really want to know my... look, fuck it, man. Fuck kids, okay? And fuck child support, man.
Damn.
Nah, I don't mean like fuck kids in a bad way, but like... That's what that nigga get, being stupid. You know what I'm saying? I don't have no kids and shit, and that's exactly one of the reasons why I don't have kids, so I won't be caught up in no goddamn child support case, man. So I really don't feel sorry for him. So fuck the child support system.
Oh,
that's,
okay.
That's how I'm feeling about that shit.
That's real, because see, you coming from a standpoint of not having any kids, and that's what's up, you know what I mean? You like the rest of us who got kids, you know what I mean?
All of us.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean? I took somebody to court. You know what I mean? I took somebody to court.
Look, man, I got kinfolk that then got caught up in that child support shit, man. And, you know, I'm not too fond of kids anyway. But even if I was, that kind of shit right there would have me very apprehensive about bringing a child into this world, man. This shit, the criminal, the court system is fucked up and is geared towards women. Then, you know, how much did you say the child support payments were?
Well, he's currently paying $3,000 a month, but she's trying to get it bumped to $7,000 a month.
Okay, so here's my problem with that shit, man. $3,000 a month. It's called child support, right? Not baby mama support, right? So what the fuck you gonna do with $3,000, man. You know how much fucking groceries I can get with that shit?
Yeah,
$3,000? Fuck out of here, man.
Yeah, but you fail to realize his schooling costs $2,500 a month.
Public
to a
school,
private
my
school.
Nigga. Nah, public school.
Nah, it's private school, my
he
nigga.
He could go to public school.
Oh, yeah. I see what you're saying.
Exactly. Nah, the judge is going to say what that kid is used to, that kid is going to continue But get
unused to that shit.
Well, again, but Eagle, right? The judge is going to slam him, and like you said,
oh, he's going to get beat up.
So
plus he ran. The nigga took off for the World Cup, so the judge ain't going to show no mercy on this nigga. he might get ten. He might get kicked 10 grand a month.
To Brazil, man?
Oh, you know that nigga probably got some extra shit going on down there besides the World Cup. He trying to put some cups on some other shit.
Hey, yo, how old is the kid? Did they say?
Three.
Oh,
man. He's
fucked up, man.
Nigga, he done fucked me up. Private school for a 3-year-old? Oh, that's some bullshit.
Just telling you.
That's some straight up bullshit.
Private pre-K. Dang.
All right. No doubt. Let me get to the next topic before cats go. First of all, I'd be remiss if I didn't say rest in peace to actress, activist, humanitarian Ruby Dee Wallace. And we all know she was married to Ossie Davis until his death in 2005. We want to say rest in peace to her. If we're representing in our generation the way that generation did, we'd be a lot further than where the fuck we are right now.
Well, let me say this about that, B, because first of all, besides Bobby and Whitney, real talk, Ozzy and Ruby was like my favorite married black couple ever of all time. Even though supposedly they had an open relationship,
right.
I don't care. Them two were together for years, yo, and they loved each other and they made it happen. So I respect that. And I know he was at the gate waiting for it, B.
Oh, yeah, there's no question about that. Actually, it's funny because their final resting plans show the commitment. Her ashes is going to be added to his ashes. And and it has an inscription and said, in this together. So, yeah, that's some real, you know, that's some real 100.
That's incredible.
Yeah, that's some real 100. So, no doubt.
Yeah, that's tough.
Exactly. And also, I want to say rest in peace to a lot of people don't know who this is, but Chicago's own Andre Harris, who is a house DJ and producer. One of my favorites from the Chicago, and you know I'm a house head, so you know I'm going to have to give him a shout out. But just to let you know, he's the gentleman. If you ever get a chance and you just look it up on YouTube, there's a record called 10 Things You Never Say to a DJ.
Oh, that was the kid that did that?
That was the kid who did that record.
Okay.
We talked about that, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
Yes. So anyway, he passed away, so we want to say rest in peace to him. Yo, house rock on. No
what
doubt.
What kind of DJ are you? You ain't got no hammer.
No man, doubt.
I'm sorry, B. I had to do that. I know you over there unplugging cords again, but it's all good.
No, I'm just saying, yeah, exactly. If you DJ'd publicly at any event, barbecues, weddings, receptions, you evident, especially in just regular African-American events, you're going to have a line of chicken heads and others coming up to you saying, you ain't got, or what do you mean you ain't got? Or what kind of fucking DJ are you, et cetera,
what
et cetera.
You mean? You ain't got the electric slide.
Exactly.
Boy.
No doubt. So, next topic on the digest is your boy. This is shout out to you, DJ Q, Eminem's former lawyer. Eminem makes history as the first artist to win 2 Diamond Awards.
And 10 milli?
10 milli. 10 milli. But Man. But they're giving Diamond Awards for a number of streams. So he has 2 singles.
Oh, no.
Yeah, come on,
hold
son.
Up. Let me read the copy. He's got 10 million in sales for the song he did with Rihanna. And then there was another song, The Way You Love Me or some shit like that with Rihanna. And then some other shit he did. And then he got 10 million streams. So he got a diamond for the sales and diamond for the streams. So on 2 records back to back. So Eminem is rolling in the dough.
Yeah, but these awards, you don't get no money for streams.
These niggas is off that JFK, yo. These niggas is flying by the seat of their pants with that bullshit. How the fuck you gonna make up streams, nigga? One person could sit there and hit that bitch and stream 25 different times just between one person.
I mean, it's true. I mean, I'm
so not, how do you count that like that?
I'm just saying Rhea is putting this out there. This is the RIAA. So, you can't confirm this. I mean, other than the sales, which can be
the sales can be confirmed. That's money actually
transaction. When you're talking about streams, everybody in the office working in there could just keep hitting that bitch all day long, streaming just to get the numbers up.
Yeah, they might as well start giving out awards for like YouTube clicks and shit too. All that shit can be manipulated, man. So
yeah,
that's true. Shit ain't impressive, man.
And actually, YouTube, Vimeo or whatever that shit is called, all of that shit will in the future be counted.
Of course,
you can almost guarantee it.
It's everything's digital now. So it's going that way.
Exactly. No doubt. And too, with YouTube, with them running a commercial before the clip anyway, I mean, that's money. That's 10 million eyeballs.
Yeah, you're right. They make you watch commercials
exactly.
Now. You used to be able to just option out. You can't even option no more.
So I know DJ Q ain't really representing Eminem like he used to because he resigned as his lawyer. But, you know, hey, you know, that's what's up.
Hey, for everybody that is forced to watch YouTube commercials, man, just do like I do. Turn the volume down and look at the comments, man. That way you can buck the system, man. Fuck YouTube with them goddamn forced ads. I can't stand that shit, man.
Some bullshit.
No doubt. So, indeed. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is 50 Cent, 50, Animal Ambition first week sales beats predictions, but is still dismal. Can you imagine that? Your
dismal.
Boy 50 Cent, dismal, exactly. 50 Cent sold what they're calling a paltry 41,000 copies the first week out. Everybody predicted he'd do around 25 to 30.
Right.
So he sold around 41. Now, this is a key thing here. Now,
it's a long way from a million.
That's true. And 50 is not a very sympathetic character when it comes to this type of shit.
Oh, niggas hate that motherfucker.
Because 50 is the one who authored this whole shit about first week, either you hot or you are whack. He's the one. He's the father of this shit.
Oh yeah, he was the one that brought in all that telling niggas about BDS spins and all this bullshit.
So anyway, but like I said, a dismal. You could take any independent artist who love 41K the first week. Now this project is not Jimmy. It's not Interscope. It's not the Devil. None of them niggas. This is independent. So Fitty is still making money.
Oh, he's making money, but 50 was the nigga that was out there doing all that talk. Remember when he was getting at what the fuck was his name? When he was like, Curtis! He made that song. What the hell was that nigga's name?
Oh, Cameron.
Cameron. When he got at them two, he was getting that Cameron because he was on that independent shit talking about he ain't making, he not making that money like he making money.
That's true. I remember that, talking about how much Cameron get per album and talking all that industry talk.
Right. And now that nigga is now in Cameron's position doing independent shit.
No doubt. And also, the copy also goes on to say, still the album landed at number 6. Here we go. Number 6 on the digital chart, right behind, that's what I call Music 50. So everything's digital, man. Everything's digital. I don't even know if you can find that shit in stores.
Well, nobody wasn't going to buy it out the store anyway.
to be fair, man, the music landscape didn't change drastically since he put out a major album, man. So, I mean, if you're not Eminem or Jay, I mean, I think that's par for the course right there, man.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, pretty much.
No doubt. Exactly.
The game is all switched up.
No doubt. So before we go on to the next topic, I'm just going to put your boy Bagari Black on the spot. You said you have some questions, some inquiries for the Digest. You want to go in on that and going to quiz us?
It's not a quiz.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Because I don't got the answers, B. I'm not Kanye. Uh-huh.
No doubt.
man. It's a question that I asked shit over a year ago.
Damn.
Right? And this is, I'm going to take it all the way back to... Actually, I'm only going to go as far back as episode 300, you know? And this was back in March. Kurt said that in order for a cut to be deemed hip-hop, it has to have certain elements to be official, right?
Right.
So my question is, because he was talking about a standard. Hip-hop needs a standard for everybody to follow, like a template. So
right.
My question is, what are those elements in the cut in order to be deemed official hip-hop?
Well, I want to answer that question because the standard is one that's almost kind of local, meaning that, you know, if you're in, I'm just saying, if you're in Sacramento, California, your local your standard, and I'm not even talking about in today's game where everything is just copy, but I'm just saying, let's say you come from a G-Funk background, okay? There's a standard of G-Funk, and if you want to credit Warren G, or if you want to credit others, Ant Banks, who pioneered that sound and gave it a certain credibility, that's the template you follow. I'm not saying that you got to bite them, but it's about the higher standard. And that's going to vary from, you know, if you're in the Midwest, maybe you were brought up on Bone Thugs. Certainly, if you were the East Coast, like we were, you have that whole history behind us. So, I mean, it's not simply that you can just say a template. You could say that, but it comes to a quality template. The people who pioneered all these different regions, they're pioneers for a reason. Not because they sold records, and they did, but they made quality every time, and they made such a high standard. You can't tell me that a lot of these youngins is living up to that standard. That's the template.
But that's the question I'm asking. What is the standard?
Okay, well, I'm just saying, let me give you an example. I know for a fact that French Montana knows who KRS-One is. I know for a fact that he knows who Big L is. I know that he was brought up in the 90s under those heroes. Okay? I know that for a fact. But you know what Frenchie is saying? You know, really, fuck them niggas. You know what I mean? Give me whatever trap shit you got. I'm going to put on my phony ass New York Atlanta slang, and I'm going to make money, and I'm going for it. Okay? You know what I'm saying? I can sit up here and, you know, say, you know, if you have the kick and snare like Primo, and then the bass lines like Pete Rock, and produced like Bomb Squad, or I could say all of that, you know what I'm saying? But this is art, you know what I'm saying? The standard, Bagari, is simple. It's hip-hop. It's quality, okay? Not the amount, not the units that you're selling, not even your public profile and who your girlfriend is. You know what I mean? That's the standard that he's coming from. I'm not from Houston. I'm not from Miami. You know what I'm saying? I know a little bit about that shit. You know what I mean? But you're trying to tell me that Pitbull is living up to the standard that all everybody from, you know, Pretty Tony up through Luke laid in Miami? G?
Nah.
Oh, okay. Color?
No, sir.
But what's the hold on, man. You're doing a lot of talking out your neck, man, because you're doing a politician. You're giving me the politician answer. You're answering my question without actually answering my question. I asked you what cut, like, what has to be in a cut in order for it to be deemed the hip-hop standard?
You know what I mean? Okay, first,
if you turn on the radio.
Right. The obvious thing. Okay, you want me to spoon feed you. Obvious thing. Competent.
Yeah,
okay.
Spoon feed me Gerber style. Competent. Nigga, wow.
Competent. Okay. Competent and thoughtful lyrics. Period. Competent. A matter of fact, and I'll give you an example. Two Live Crew and the members of were not the best lyricists, but they were competent MCs. Okay, and they were competent in their delivery. They rhymed on beat. They rhymed with purpose. Now, the subject matter, you're not going to compare them to Rakim, but you have to be a competent MC. Okay, Trinidad James.
For those stuff, Frank, all I want to do is just move some.
Trinidad James is not a competent MC. You know
no,
what I mean?
Of course not.
You know what I mean? So, exactly. So, if you were, I'm going to use Miami as an example, you know what I'm saying? Your album doesn't have to be Miami-based per se, but, you know, when you're putting forth this music and the hip-hop standard will be and should be, okay, you utilize the tools you got. If you all you got is Pro Tools or Reasons, okay, you use that. But if you doing the same shit and you sounding like DJ Mustard, then you really not putting forth the hip-hop standard. You just copying. That's it.
So hold on, B. I think Bagari Bragg is trying to get at something else. I think that what it is hip hop encompasses a whole lot of shit, B. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But what you hear on the radio, what people keep saying is hip hop, I mean, it doesn't encompass the whole hip hop feel. You know what I'm saying? What's on the radio is niggas are trying to get paid niggas hearing something that's on the radio and copying this, that, the other. And that happened again. We say this all the time. When Public Enemy was huge, there was a whole lot of offshoots of Public Enemy. When NWA was large, there was a whole lot of offshoots. And there's always going to be a whole bunch of copying and MCing, and rapping in under hip-hop. But when we talk about hip-hop, you got, there's just a, I mean, I really don't know how to explain to you except to say when you hear that shit, you know it, B.
Well, exactly. That's what I'm trying to say. That's why I don't understand the question. I can be honest with you, Bagari. I don't understand the question because the question is simple. It's like pornography. You know what I'm saying? You know it when you see it. You know what I mean? You know it when you see it. So you know it when you hear it. Yeah, they may label it something. They may label it rap, or they may try to label it hip hop. But you know it when you hear it. And the standard is going to be different from different regions, and even different standards from those regions. You know what I mean?
It also takes, you got to go back and study what hip hop is, not what people are telling you today. What hip hop is, you got to study where that shit came from, B. That's where we are. We came from where that shit started. So that's why a lot of times people get confused or whatever, because you are literally bombarded every day about what hip hop is on the radio, and that's just bullshit. It's just flat out bullshit. What you're hearing is rap songs with basically hooks, no substance. It's shit you go to a strip club and hear a song and see what you see. You know what I'm saying? But when you hear hip-hop music, when you hear Slick Rick, you know that's hip-hop. When you hear Rakim, when you hear, you know, Nas, even for those of y'all that love the older Jay-Z, the corporate, when y'all hear that shit, you know it. But when you hear, a French Montana, or any of these other various folks that get played all day on the radio, if you don't know, if you don't take the time to study what hip-hop really is and where it came from, I mean, that's all we can really tell you. You got to study where it came from and how it came to be.
All right, check this out, man. Check this out. I don't listen to the radio, but I'm pretty sure if I turn on the radio, I'm going to hear some shit that I do not like, right? There's good rap, there's bad rap, there's god-awful rap, right?
Right.
And I don't need nobody to tell me what sounds good or what sounds bad. But as far as, like, hip-hop goes, I mean, is there good, I mean, is there bad rap in hip-hop? I'm pretty sure there is, because I remember when I was a little kid, there was a group called The Dogs. Do y'all remember them?
Dog?
If I start singing the song, you'll probably remember. Your Mama's on Crack Rock. Y'all remember that shit? Anyway, it was a group based out in Miami, the same place where Luke and them is from. And they got a song on there talking about get down, bring that ass to me, give me some pussy. I mean, it was just the shit that you hear on the radio is what they were saying back then. It just sounded corny as shit. But was that hip hop? That's what I'm getting. That's why I'm asking for a specific definition, because I've been struggling with this shit for years. I know rap is something that you just do, and hip hop is what you live. But that's still not really just breaking it down to where it can't be interpreted as something else. And that, I think that's what the problem is. Everybody can. It's like the Bible. They interpret it in their own way to suit their own needs. You know what I'm saying? So I just want a clear cut definition so it can't be confused and misinterpreted.
Well,
forward.
I mean,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, but there's no way you're going to be able to get that on any art. Okay. There's no way you're going to be able to get that on any art. If the answer to the question, and maybe I answered it wrong because I went off on what I thought the standard of the music should be. I mean, what is hip hop is, again, like you said, okay, if you're hip hop, if you're a B-boy, then what is it you live? What is it your mind state? You know, how about, what do you go about your daily, every day? You know what I'm saying? Let me tell you something. Hip hop kept me out of trouble. I fell in love with mixing and records as a teenager. That shit kept me out of trouble. I'm a B-boy of the first order. That's hip hop. You know what I mean? There's no question about that. You know what I mean? If we're just talking about the music, if we're talking about somebody else's art, man, you could get a million people up here to give you a million definitions on what hip hop is. To me, again, it's simple. It's like pornography. You know it when you see it.
You know it when you see it, just like porn. So that's a perfect segue into my next question. So why is Third Base and the Beastie Boys considered hip hop, but Macklemore, in your opinion, is not? I've been dying to ask you this shit in person, man.
It's all yours, B. Greg Killer.
and before you even answer that, I'm not campaigning to elect Macklemore like a hip hop artist of the year or no shit like that. It's just I like to be fair, and he's a white dude in rap, and so were the Beastie Boys and Third Base. So where do you make that distinction that he's not hip hop, but Third Base and the Beastie Boys are? And Vanilla Ice is clearly not. I don't need help with that shit.
It has more probably to do with the music selection that Macklemore is choosing than anything else. His music choice. Because there's a few Macklemore joints that I've heard before they became these super megastars that I liked. That I thought was more on a hip-hop vibe. That other shit that they doing is more on a pop vibe. So that doesn't feel like hip-hop.
And see, you have to remember... I mean, and then two, you have to remember at what point. I always ask cats again, what's your check-in date? What's your check-in date? You know, literally, hip-hop is going on 25 years of being anti what everything else was, meaning that there was no Macklemore who is, and we had this conversation off air. Macklemore probably can make some fire records, okay? But now he's at a point in his career he's going to choose not to. Okay.
Because it doesn't make money.
It doesn't make money. Third Base chose to make hip hop, but did it sold. Same thing with Beastie Boys. They chose to make hip hop and it sold. Okay. Macklemore is now choosing to make pop. Okay. Because if Macklemore called up DJ House Shoes and said, give me some beats and we're going to go in like this, you think Macklemore is going to sell 10 million units? I think not. So he's making a conscious effort, okay, I better think pop, not hip-hop.
So is it the instrumentals he's rapping over? Is that the criteria?
It's the whole thing. It's the whole thing.
Is not hip-hop?
It's his music. It's his mindset. His mindset is now we are corporate. Now we are, let's say, if I could come out with another gay anthem, oh, you know how much money that is? You know, he has the same mindset when the same way Miley Cyrus goes into the studio. You know, Miley Cyrus goes into the studio strictly on the mindset of appealing to a certain pop segment to sell records, okay? Hip-hop was not ever founded on that. You did what you did, and that's why you said. You could have some people in Miami talking about, you know what I'm saying, licking ass all day. But if they're coming in on a hip-hop mindset, that's one thing. But if it's strictly pop, that's another thing. It's anti-hip-hop. I mean, your mindset is not hip-hop. You're trying to tell me that you, I mean, I don't know. Maybe you do think Macklemore has a hip-hop mindset. Maybe he does. Macklemore.
Well, I'm asking you. I'm not sure. Well, that's why I posed the question.
I'm thinking
that's
Macklemore.
Why I asked the first question to break it down.
I'm thinking Macklemore is the same as a lot of other people. Okay? You have a 16-year-old LL Cool J, which is clearly hip-hop when he made I Need a Beat. Okay? By the time he got up there and was making records with Anne Marie, okay, he was clearly not hip hop. Exit 13. He was taking breaks off his television show to run across the street to the studio to lay down quick verses over pop records. Okay, that's a different mindset.
Do you think that a person who is actually living hip hop could actually or would actually sonically make a Macklemore album? Is that possible, do you think?
He did it. Just from the song that you put on your show, well, I was like, wow, Macklemore actually, you know, has some potential. But we don't hear that from Macklemore. We hear what's acceptable by the gay community. We hear what's acceptable for radio airplay. You don't hear Macklemore going in. You know what I'm saying? Like going in. Like, none of those records that you played on your show have I ever heard before from Macklemore.
You never heard those?
Never.
Wow. Well, I feel honored that I gave you some new music. But check this out. So I was talking about his commercial album, the Heist.
Commercial. Hip hop was never commercial in the beginning because hip hop couldn't get on the radio. Hip hop couldn't get on MTV.
To be fair, there was a lot of commercial rappers who were hip hop. Like Public Enemy eventually crossed over. They were still hip hop though. So,
but can they get on the air now?
Nah, that wasn't my point, but probably not. But what I'm saying, the question I was trying to ask is, can a hip hop minded individual make the Heist? And what's the difference? Do you still call it hip hop?
Okay, look, see, I think you're looking into it.
I got OCD, man. Yeah, you
really are. Right, you really are, because the difference between one thing you're talking about, there's one thing and there's another, okay? There's a reason why the corporate rapper made Reasonable Doubt sound the way he made Reasonable Doubt, okay? Why do you think he made Reasonable Doubt the way it sounded?
You asking me? Why do I think he made it sound like that?
Right.
Shit, because he know good shit when he hear it.
Okay, so what made him make Magna Carta sound the way it sounded?
I think.
See, that's the answer.
Is just out of touch, man.
Okay, so you're answering your question. When you're out of touch with hip hop, a lot of veterans in hip hop, veterans we respect. Sometimes we hear records, and I don't care if it's MC Shan. I done heard records from certain people from Brand Nubians. You know, Busta Rhymes is another one, rhyming over continual trap beats. They lose touch, okay? There's one way they started in the beginning of their career, and when they're even making money. Even Busta Rhymes, when he was making money, still was hip-hop, okay? But then all of a sudden, something happened to where he got to make, you know, tracks with Nicki Minaj and Wayne talking about ass shaking, you know what I mean? Or whatever the subject matter is. You know what I mean? So there's a difference. There's a standard, okay? No one is going to be able to tell you standard one is this, standard two is that. But you look at the music and you look at the change in standards, then you have your answer, okay? Then you have your answer.
All right, man. I'm going to just accept that. Even though I'm not really satisfied with that answer.
Hey, that's what it is. And I stand by that because, again, like I said, I don't give a fuck who you take. Okay? Especially somebody who changes the style up and blows. Okay? Eminem. Take his first two outings. One thing. You take his last two outings, you got another. So you answer the question, what changed?
Wait, hold up. Just to take it back further than that, fuck his first two. What about the prequel? Infinity. He switched his style up from Infinity to the Slim Shady LP.
Okay, but still, but what I'm saying is that from one point in time to the next point in time, you have a change of style. Now, let me give you a group who has been consistent since day one.
De La Soul.
All right, exactly. So, when you're talking about what is hip hop and what is the standard, look at the music and look at the people who changed. Those other guys, for certain, they're great businessmen. They have made millions of dollars. There's no question about that. You know what I mean?
Congratulations.
But you'll never get up here and have me say that all of that shit that they made their money on is hip hop, because it's not.
Even somebody like Redman.
Say that again.
I said, has Redman changed?
Redman has not changed.
Exactly. So that's the antithesis of what you're saying. Redman started one way, and I bet if he put a record out today, you would still hear vintage Redman. It's about dollars, man. It's about what somebody hears on the radio. It breaks my heart to hear a hip-hop artist switch up their whole game to try to be commercial. I mean, it's fine if they want to do that, but again, that's when we got to start labeling and we got to start accepting the labels of what hip-hop is. You know what I'm saying? If you want to be a hip-hop artist,
then that's what you are. Then go get your dough. But if you are Torre or whatever, and you rhyming, and I mean, you got that rhyme skill, then I mean, that's hip hop, B.
Let me say this though, just to keep it objective, I think M and J really, I think they're like boxers. I don't think they can make that kind of music anymore. I don't think they got the skills, to be honest with you. I'm just keeping it 100.
Okay.
I don't think Eminem can do a Marshall Mathers LP.
Hey, Bakari Black, I got to be honest with you. See, there you go. You've answered your own question. You know what I mean? You answered your own question. You're already making a value judgment by your own opinion, saying that you don't even think that these guys are so out of touch that they probably couldn't even make that. So
I'm saying that they don't have the skill.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
All right. Then if you don't have the skill to make hip hop, you know what I'm saying? That's like George Bush trying to make a fucking hip hop record. Yo, he doesn't have the skill to make it. Okay. Period.
There you go. You know, I keep it going, man. I love this shit, man. You motherfuckers remind me like the niggas in the barbershop talking about boxing and shit, man. Keep it going, man. Let's go.
Oh, my goodness.
So anyway,
What's the next topic, man?
Next topic.
Anyway, so we done went way over time and shit. I'm going to run the next topic. Chuck D challenges Urban Radio to get it right or be gone. Chuck D has responded to excessive word of the N-word, nigga, by the Hot 97 Summer Jam participants, and Chuck D challenges Hot 97 to be more respectful to its fan base. On the heels of that, there's somebody in Philadelphia by the name of Carvin Hagens, is a Grammy award-winning songwriter-producer, had a protest in front of Hot 99 called Rage Against the Ratchet, if you can believe that.
Hot 99?
Power 99. Sorry about that. Anyway, it was called Rage Against... Right. Anyway, it was called Rage Against the Ratchet, and he basically said that he's kind of with Chuck D, that radio in our communities is totally out of hand, and that we're going to have to get out there and stop this. Now, before everyone answers the question on that, I think I'm going to answer it. Do I support these brothers? Of course I do. Do I like what's on the radio? Of course not. But guess what? I don't listen to the radio. And therein lies the problem. Mr. Hagens and Chuck D has to realize that radio stations are governed by community standards, meaning that, you know, the FCC gives a license. Wait a minute. The FCC gives a license and it's community standards. Now, to be politically correct, we can all sit up here and say African-American communities are really not down with a lot of bitch and hoe in the middle of the day, okay?
Or in the morning, okay?
And we'll get to your situation in a hot second. But all that being said, when they poll 18 to 35-year-olds who listen to the radio, they want to hear Ratchet, okay? There's no question, do I support these brothers? Yeah, I do. But the people who listen to the radio, they want to hear that shit. They want to hear that shit, B. And that's the sad fact.
B,
that's a sad fact that every African-American better start looking in the goddamn mirror, because 18 to 35-year-olds want to hear that shit, even at 7 a.m. Color?
I don't think it's a matter of they wanting to hear that, B. I think that it is, and again, now you know yourself, I ain't calling the radio station that I interned at, but you already know there's a list sitting in front of the fucking DJ that you got to play, all right? So, and I will say earlier in my life, I worked at Arbitron, you know what I'm saying? So I know all that shit. It ain't a matter of what people want to hear, it's what the fuck people accept, B.
Well, then frame it that way. African Americans are accepting 7 a.m. Yeah. Bitch and hoe.
Right.
They're accepting it. Okay. Okay, that's fine. Well, you can say it how many ways you want to say it. Mr. Hagens also took the time to find that you could take the same Chris Brown record on pop music, you know, where he's talking about, you know what I'm saying, you're going to give me some slob in the whip or get the fuck out. And that same record on pop stations, where the community standard is different, Chris Brown, they ain't just editing that shit. He went in there and recorded a whole nother verse for that shit for the pop station. So again, as much as I want to support these cats, B, you can't tell me that that's what they, as you say, are accepting. I think they want to hear it. But if you want to say they're accepting it, and you know what? Now, we're the community that people, you know, like ourselves, maybe, or we don't listen to the fucking radio.
Nah.
You know what I mean? So we have no voice.
We hear it by accident in cars next to us, in the mall, in the goddamn laundry, whatever the fuck. You hear that shit by default. But no, my shit is not tuned to any DC radio station or any other bullshit.
So,
can I chime in on that?
Go ahead.
Because check this out, man. You said that that age group was polled, and they said that they like listening to that shit.
Right.
But I know for a fact, man, that you can be programmed to like shit.
I agree.
The 6-track playlist that they play all day. So
exactly.
That's all I got to say about that, man. If they do want to hear that shit, it's because they've been programmed to like that shit.
I agree. But what I'm saying is,
that's how much for her all the time. That, like, she'll be surprised that out of the fucking blue, some hook could come out of my mouth. Now, we all know, I don't listen to that shit. But where you are, you know what I'm saying? You hear it in cars, you hear it in stores, you hear it in everywhere you are. So, shit, even I'm subject to hear Chris Brown tell him, can I get it? Can we get it? You know, it gets stuck in your head.
All right, but I'm, okay.
Hold all in my chain.
But it's what I'm saying.
Hold all in my watch.
Okay.
Exactly.
No doubt.
Don't mean you want to hear that song, man.
But gentlemen, until both of you face the facts that you're not gonna get Westwood or Ennis or Radio One or any of these entities, these Hot 97s, these Power 99s, these Power 103s, you know, no matter your town, USA, to change that shit is because Chuck D's demographic don't pay the bills. Okay? My demographic don't pay the bills on that station. And until that changes, okay? Period. You know what I mean? Are people brainwashed? Okay, fine. Yeah, I give you that. Are people brainwashed? Okay, I give you that. Okay? But now that they're brainwashed, are you going to get a multi-billion dollar corporation who already got them brainwashed to turn the motherfucking switch off? Shit.
Of course not.
Shit.
I agree with you on that. You ain't got no argument for me on that one.
You know what I mean? And that's all I'm saying to Chuck and Mr. Higgins. I support that. I understand what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? The mistake is the same mistake that they making, the same mistake that C. Dolores Tucker made, the same mistake that Calvin Butts made, the same mistake that anybody who wants to come against this shit like this, they all make the same mistakes. Nobody wants to get in at the grassroots. Nobody wants to do what Hip Hop Digest is doing. Yeah, we can get up here and talk all this commercial shit.
For real, though.
Nah.
Yeah, I mean, for real. And now I know we're going to move into the next part of I ain't got to ask you what the next subject is, but I know you got to talk about this. You got somebody like Chuck D, who has went up against the establishment.
No doubt.
In the heyday when we were all in. So now what he's saying don't have no precedence, it don't have no weight, what Chuck D is saying.
Chuck D has a lot of weight, B, but what I'm saying is that Chuck D, I find Chuck D now in the same position as the C. Dolores Tuckers of the world, meaning that unless you're going to get behind this shit on a grassroots level, you just can't say no to Ratchet and then not be able to provide something else. You just can't say.
I'm intimately involved here, okay? Chuck D is getting at the niggas where the hearts and minds of the public is right now. You know what that is? Fucking social media.
No doubt. No doubt. No
I don't
doubt.
Give a shit if Chuck D is putting 2,000 tweets a day. I don't care, B. Good for him for doing that. Because if he's putting 2,000 tweets out a day, that means somebody gonna see some of them joints.
I'm not shitting on the movement. What I'm saying is that in order for this to change, you gotta grow the shit organically, okay? Because you're not gonna be able to just turn Ratchet off. You just can't say, let's just say no to Ratchet. You're not gonna be able to do that.
You can't.
Okay.
Can't do that.
Then
But the point of the matter is,
then you have to make sure
it's not taking a stand. Who the fuck is B?
Because Chuck D needs. Okay, to me, Chuck D can take that stand. I support his stand. But Chuck D better be, the next thing out his mouth better be three groups that you can let your 12-year-old listen to.
And guess what? Regardless of what them niggas at Not 97 is saying, Chuck D has a format for that.
Well, I'm just saying.
There's a format for that. But see, what those airheads are talking about is all Chuck D's just trying to get props for his radio station or his internet.
Fuck that. Fuck them niggas.
That's just their defense.
Fuck them niggas.
That doesn't hold no weight.
Fuck them niggas. Because
different than what we do. We talk what we do, and at the end of the show, we play joints that go against all that bullshit on the radio.
Exactly.
Right?
Fuck them niggas, because he already shitted on Ebro and them niggas. He said, I'm not talking about them. Those niggas are his employees. I'm getting at they bosses. Okay, Chuck, address
exactly.
that. I give him that. I'm
but
not.
What are they doing? What are they doing?
Fuck
that. They playing that dude from the Eddie Murphy and Martin Lawrence movie, Life. What was that dude who would repeat everything the boss said? That's them kids, B.
Okay, yeah, but again.
Oh, Hop and Bob. Yeah. Something about the gun.
So I'm just saying. So Chuck, address that. I'm not shitting on Chuck. I'm just saying, the biggest part, or the second half, just like them chicks down Spelman, this whole, we're going to go against Nelly, against the credit card down the ass shit. Nobody's just going to say no to Nelly, okay? If I was on that panel, I'd have asked them chicks from Spelman, okay, name me, at least, every last one of you, name me one group. And I bet you they couldn't name none of them, because you're not
in it. This is what I'm saying to you, B. You naming all that, but we talking about Chuck D.
B, I'm saying Chuck D, it has to do this. Mr. Higgins has to do this. Unless you show yourself approved that you can provide alternatives, then niggas is going to look at you. Oh, you want me to say no to Ratchet?
Wait, hold on.
1989.
What am I?
1989. Wait. 1989. Radio stations, they say that they'll play. Come on, B. Bring the noise.
B,
listen to the lyrics and bring the noise from 1989.
Okay. All right, B. I'm just going to say, B, I'm just saying that Chuck D, he has to do the second half, and I haven't seen it yet.
He does offer alternatives. He has the She Movement, the Sisters in Hip what's it called? Sisters in Hip Hop Everywhere. I see him promoting that shit.
Okay, that's real. And so, okay, then Chuck D's doing that. Then if he's doing that, I stand corrected. You know what I mean? But most of these movements don't provide the second half. Their most important part. That fuck these 18 to 20-year-old niggas. They're going to be ratchet for the rest of their lives. You know what I mean? You better start getting with the 11 and 12-year-old niggas who's the next generation to come. That's the key.
12-year-old niggas.
I know. Chuck is like, first of all, the problem is you keep saying nigga. I know, right? That's real. Because the beef is about nigga when it comes to Chuck anyway. That's real. And I disagree with that because, you know, I believe that I've moved on beyond the word's effect on me.
Well, B.
So anyway, we went crazy long. Kerr G, get on in the albums of the week, yo.
All right, this week we got Blueprint, Respect the Architect, and Skyzoo and Torre Barrel Brothers.
Damn right.
And instrumental joint is the Jazz Jousters, Art Attack. Yeah, that Barrel Brothers is in the whip right now, just
damn
spinning
right.
Heavy.
Exactly.
I got that in heavy rotation.
Exactly. And really, before we get out, y'all, I'm going to give a shout out to Elder Sensei, Brick City's Finest. He got a new 3-song EP out called Try Again, plus 3 instrumentals. Actually, what I've been banging in the whip is DJ Scratch, the Big Payback 45, James Brown mixtape. Fuck DJ Scratch is going in. That's what I'm banging in the whip. So I'm just going to say no to Ratchet and say yes to DJ Scratch spinning James Brown.
That's what's up. And on my way out, I just want to say, like, real talk. Y'all know, everybody knows that I handle the social media part of the Hip Hop Digest. And, you know, for real, I see everybody retweeting that shit about what I said about the idiot at WPBC. Yo, real talk, I know DJ Heat. I know her very well. But I don't fucking listen to the radio. So it just so happened when I unplugged my auxiliary, my nephew was in the car and had that shit on. So I just happened to hear that shit, right? So I went in. Now, I've been told that what I need to do is separate the issue from the person, okay? I know DJ Heat. I know she is a hip hop head. But the fact, the thing that got me was that whole, you know, you cannot talk to thousands of people in the morning and be dissing Chuck D without at least coming with an alternative or a real reason besides just basically clowning. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, again, I apologize for calling it an idiot, but I do not take back the issue I took with her and her saying that she was unfollowing Chuck D on Twitter. So,
Irv, can I ask you a question?
Y'all people just retweeting this shit. You know, you can retweet all you want to, but let's come up with some solutions to this shit versus just retweeting.
Can I ask you a question? Is she an employee at a radio station?
Of course she is.
Okay, thanks. We'll see y'all next week. We're gone.
No doubt. Peace.
One.
Oh, real quick. Where you at, Bogarty Black? How can people get at you? How can they find you? Talk about your Stitcher show and all that.
I don't want people to find me, man. There's a reason why. Shit. Nah, I'm just fucking with you. shit, I'm on Twitter, man, at Bogarty Black. My website is BogartyBlack.com, and Stitcher Radio show is the Bogarty Black Beat. You know what I'm saying?
So no doubt, support that brother, Bogarty Black, yo.
Yeah, see, he is one of our show favorites.
No doubt, that's it. So we'll see. Sorry, the show was hella long, but we was going in, so that's what's up. See y'all next week.
Peace.
More than a rapper, they only write rhymes. Well, I'm a writer that use rap to capture the times. My songwriting's so excited, like riding a bike, but speed never exceed what you can catch in a line. On rainy days, you never see me fighting a vibe. My brainstorm come right before the light, it is strike. Blow, bars for days, moms taught me about honest ways. I saw that crime don't pay at the youngest age. Just a Southside kid from around the way. Most of my friends did bids and extended stays. You just an animal. Once you get inside that cage, that's why I fuck with basketball. I'm out there working on my J. Got some letters from some schools asking me to play. It seemed to be the way to escape the inner city maze. A brave scholar that loved art and praised knowledge, but got shot at the summer before he went to college. I never told my moms that she had enough to bear. She sacrificed everything just to get me there. To see a baby boy graduate and shed a tear. Computer science major, the math added an extra year. Found a sampler and put it on layer. Way. Spent my Christmas break making beats every day. Things I saw in high school told me stay away, but my love for the music never gonna fade away. High price to pay for degrees even then. 5 years of school, the debt added an extra 10. But came home making more dough than all my friends. So when my fam needed my help, I could finally give. Moved to Cincinnati, couldn't be stationary. Fell out of love with the girl I moved there to marry. Programmer first, local rapper secondary. Battle anybody, wanted to be legendary. Tried hard to get promoted, but I wasn't able. Having better luck with the mic and the turntables. All we wanted was attention from a little label. Kept pushing even though my family wasn't stable. Lost my big sis, hardest year of my life. Pops got sick and told me not to stop by. Making paper, still didn't have a decent car. Paying two mortgages cause moms got hurt on the job. Had to slow my roll from out there getting mine. To understand how the family is intertwined. They all sacrificed so we could live a better life. So you gotta step up to the plate when it's your time. Remember this when you racing towards the finish line. Credit towards your fam should never be minimized. A lot of people lean on the when they on the rise. See some success, then they wanna break the ties. Flipping through the channels, landed on Charlie Rose. Interviewing Sting about all the songs he wrote. Charlie asked how a song writer keep his hope. When Stink answered, I never dare forget the quote. He said the music get dark whenever things get bad, but artists gotta understand it's easier to paint with black. If you feel it coming on, you gotta reel it back, cause people turn to us to hopefully escape from that. I try to think of that time to time when I'm writing. Responsibility that come along with the rhyming. Don't be the guy always talking about the sky falling. Don't paint the dark cloud unless you paint the silver lining. That's why I'm rhyming, to be that silver lining. To be the silver lining.
Wanna know? I'm the one you and your man should fear. Bring the champ out, the champ is here. My mama should've named me Victor, cause victory's all I see. When I look in the mirror, couldn't be clearer. Undisputed, youngest to do it. Nice with the jab like Tim Bradley. Any weight class, light or heavy, I be ready. Rhymers ain't even kinda deadly. Follow the medley, my entourage in the VI, swallowing Bellevue. Here's a toast to living young and wealthy. And for the record, I never lost. Gotta respect the God. I'm dealing bars like a deck of cards. I won't lose,
and I never been beat. Big or small, knock you off of your feet. Boy, I'm a champion.
What?
A champion.
What?
If I can't do it, then it can't be done. I got the heart of a fighter, I can conquer anything. Plus, I know my way around the ring. Boy, I'm a champion.
What?
A champion.
What?
If I can't do it, then it can't be done.
Yeah, this here's simple and plain. Put the pen in the page, in the winter I train. Scribbling sentences and soft sand. 100 miles, like I'm jogging across land. Golden child,
a better yet a king. I'm ahead of him to sing. Show respect, I say hello to my Chevy red beam. Like bling.
Like Petey when it sing. Me and my Bradley team, on a mission for green. My right hook nice, but the left will make him lean. Bet I bring him to his knees, something you never seen, huh? In a circle of winners, they never mention you. Must I remind them I'm invincible?
I will not lose, and I never be beat. Big or small, knock you off of your feet. Boy, I'm a champion.
What?
A champion.
What?
If I can't do it, then it can't be done. I got the heart of a fighter, I can conquer any gun. Plus, I know my way around the ring. Boy, I'm a champion.
What?
A champion.
What?
If I can't do it, then it can't be done. Nah.
Comes out the room and I look at him and I'm not bullshitting. I seen like an orange, his aura or whatever. I seen his orange.
This feel like the aura. The color of my glow is tempura. And the sound is inside of me, Gamora. For richer, for poorer. I married this bitch, can't divorce her. That not paying attention shit it cost ya. It's pearls in the oysters, diamonds in the cold. They teach you sell records behind selling your soul. Sidelined in the cold, city watching your merits. You either gon' be Tom Coughlin or Herman Edwards. Menage with the money, but watch who you in bed with. I've seen niggas fuck up foes dealing with exes. It's all hugs and kisses, this shit is a facade. Your dog got it backwards, he think he touching the guard. Uneven the odds, cause us two is the one. I told him who would get it, we got it, since get it done. They shoot and get your gun, my pen and probably in they run. I got 99 problems, how the spit ain't one.
For the aura, saw it on the way up,
yeah.
Know it's for the aura, so we got our weight up,
yeah.
Know it's for the aura, saw it on the way up,
yeah.
Know it's for the aura, love us or you hate us,
no.
Know it's for the aura, it's for the aura,
yeah.
It's for the aura, it's for the aura,
one time,
know it's for the aura. So I don't know where
you
are. No, it's for the aura.
Do like
so
this,
we
yo.
Gotta wait up.
Yo, yo, before this dough, yo, the barrel flowing coast, though. You know the way the flow goes. Syringes involved, the bars poke holes. Sprung for the shit in your arm and all the logos. And stand on the strips that I want, the Marlowe roll. This rap shit is a real estate, but my city's made. The yap you for your dinner plate, if you feel a way. I rap true to the middle lane, but no give or take. And clap doing this riddle game off my middle name. On my J Mega, juggle the same letters and juggle letters for other rappers, cause it pays better. The same one who brought the G's to the gates and the gold chains and do-rags, the sweet 28. The same ones loaded up to make up a scam. Even swipe through a Zoa, make away with a gram. I panorama the grandma when I aim at your lane. Put a range in its place off the wave of a hand. For the aura, saw it on the way up. Know it's for the aura, so we got our weight up. Know it's for the aura, saw it on the way up. Know it's for the aura. Love us or you hate us. Know it's for the aura. It's for the aura. It's for the aura. It's for the aura. Know it's for the aura. Saw it on the way up. Know it's for the aura. So we got our way up.
Every line is living, learning off of the glow. And truth be told, we took it where they couldn't go. And reached new heights where others said we couldn't grow. The upper echelon bars, we got them for the low. And if you didn't know,
we gave them the reason that they was waiting for. Same hype, giving you light, is what could take you off. Enterprise and on some Carter work if you with me. My rep is on some Ghost Show, Charlie Murphy, your titties.
Running off at the mouth, throw a punch and be out. My hands all on your spouse, feet all on your couch. The leak all in the drought. We came with a hell of a flood, cause cocaine is a hell of a drug.
When y'all settle for love, I settle for knitted cake. And I'm front in the mirror if I ever should fit a grate. Live from the side where the ride is the ride, but you win it for the win if you ever should hand weight. For the aura, saw it on the way up. Know it's for the aura, so we got our weight up. Know it's for the aura, saw it on the way up. Know it's for the aura, love us or you hate us. Know it's for the aura, it's for the aura. It's for the aura, it's for the aura. Know it's for the aura, so it on our way up. Yeah. Know it's for the aura, so we got our way up. No doubt, know it's no for doubt. The aura.
Yeah. I mean, you know, like, my shit varies sometimes. Like, sometimes my aura, it should be camo, you feel me? Desert Storm camo shit, though. Sometimes my shit be brown, I don't know, like, this shit just, it change up or whatever, you know? Motherfucking Maroon 5 and all that. Wild colors, the whole spectrum, God. Yeah. Ant-Man, Wonder, and Prey. SK and Tol Ray. Bow Brothers, you heard? Yeah. Yeah.
Significant. Significant. Significant.
The adjective significant refers to something that is important, yeah, or meaningful.
Yo. Know what's significant to me? My family, the legacy I'm building with my team. Crew City and peeps, fam, fans and supporters who bought it and pissed the cream. So the plan stayed in order, the order that took your dreams. My mood's in the aura less. Lil Wayne probably lot more Wayne shorter with a different degree. In the key type scorer, you will wait around trying to hit the three Kyle Korver. I freestyle torture, spit interrogation, write and let it sit with the bitter marination. Type set it and stick more to brick foundation. Freedom writers, the click of the shit. It sounds vacant. I never write for the here and now, not for the stage or a cheering crowd. I write for legends who passed that people never got to hear about. Write to keep my sanity, write to get my spirit out. Significant.
You gotta put it in perspective. I'm not mad at rappers that do that, right. You know, but you know, let your lyrics dictate, you know, walk if you don't talk and walk.
It's of high importance. Riding like as if we're five Norsemen fighting horsemen. Raiding for children in the wise portion. Conquer every goal that we set before our lives shorten. Torching everything to the ground to keep the prize fortune.
I stay urgent.
Bursting through seams, leaving your team cursing. You ain't ever heard dirt like this on the clean version. People say I'm nice, but I'm a mean person. I'm squishing chumps like bugs. Don't act smug or get your teeth worked in. Go ahead and stab some coochie. I'll grab the Lucci absolutely in the coop. Thinking back to when I had a hoopie. Dress up looking goofy and drab. I want my pockets sagging poofy. Till I'm signing them checks to make you glad you knew me. For fucking with my firstborn, you get the earth torn from under your feet. Left on the street to be the worst scorned. A bukkake camp if you're cocky. Make it your firstborn to gangbang. And if it gets slang with my superb form.
You craft a song from start to finish. You know, from the beat to the lyrics to the hook to everything. You know, so I enjoy it all. I just love making music.
Significantly switching what was scripted for me, so when it ends it's even better than I wished it would be. Spread love, give it and get it unconditionally. Step up and you're the next one the mortician will see. F the well
well connected, name well respected, game well perfected, you may as well accept it. Left it for a second, needed reasons reinforced. Now it's back to the bars like I'm recently divorced. Of course, we up north with the half-year winters. Half of that half-year is damn near blizzards. So listeners want the heat that's been missing on the street. And the clicking court, D's got lands here with us. The business still booming, liver is still ruined. Ain't shit changed, I did what I'm still doing. Proving every tune that I'm a different MC significantly. Anywhere the liquor is freaks, legend.
Get down as I put you deep with the sound. From my part of town, another masterpiece. Work of art created by the overlord himself, me. Cause we treat the beat, the heat, the seat you're sitting in. Have the ground like getting into the flow while the punchline's punching. Cause I'm here to catch the crunch and not lunching. To pray for hope, to cope, to dope, rhyming poke. Stop swinging off my rope. Cause I'll take a make, a fake wake, and break to escape for his sake. A mistake, in effect, twice a threat. No sweat, suckers jet. When I house the set and rhyme, rhyme, rhyme. Flow, what you don't know? Beast designed to blind the minds of mankind. Beast designed to blind the minds of mankind. Can you find a style like mine? Where others are behind, no rhyme they bit. And swears the hit. Just cause you got no soul, you had to go. Bite off the road, the clock, the nose and holes. And by covering up the evidence, you done had went out on a sneak tip. But I bust out correctly, I bust out poetically. Mentally trigger the minds of many. Heavenly dropping some science on petty. So get ready. As I drop, as I top, as I crop a nut. You know what? They can't deal with our soul control. You won't feel the groove that made you move. Call the overlord's flow. What you don't know?
There you go.
Turn to blow, so here I go. TL the teacher, what you don't know? Once again the judge with a grudge. Uzi on my hip so the suckers don't budge. Don't shout out to DZD. Bust a brand new trick, call a wiggly dip. See, watch him do it, and I run through it. Coming swift with the gift so I flow like fluid. Paper chasing, new jack erasing. Facing the whack, sting them all like mace. Then drop signs so students and clients. Personal account for the gear been fine. Since I went freestyle, why my cheese pile? In the bank, the brothers I thank. The few, the proud, the true, the two black. The reason tough crew got a limo out back. Pockets fat, this and that. Then we broke bolds and now it holds and money's folds and bout to go golden. And yo, tough crew still rolling with rhymes, the flow. What you don't know? Better ask somebody, cause inquiring minds wanna know.